want to praise you, Lord. Much more than I do, I want to praise you, Lord. Much more than I do. Learn to seek your face and the knowledge of your grace. I want to praise you.
Greetings to all my Israelite brothers and sisters who praise Yahweh. This is part 4 of Jew or Judah. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Jew or Judah is found in the Who's Who menu or the Word Studies menu. In part 3, we covered the Book of Esther, where the word Jew replaced the word Yahudim over 50 times. Esther, her uncle Mordecai, and all her people were not Jews. They were Israelites of the house of Judah. Yahudim is the Hebrew word for Judahites. A Judahite is not a Jew. Jews are Edomites. The time of Esther was during their captivity in Babylon. The Medes and Persians had defeated the Babylonians. Haman was the Agagite that was placed into position over many of the king's servants. Haman was a descendant of Agag of the Amalekites. Amalek was a grandson of Esau. Esau is the father of the Edomites. Edomites are Jews. Haman was a Jew, and he tried to have all the Judahites exterminated. The Book of Esther is not about the attempt to exterminate Jews. Esther is about Jews trying to exterminate white people, because Esther and her people were not Jews. They were Judahites of the house of Judah. The tribe of Judah is not Jews. Jews are Edomites. The tribe of Judah and all Israelites are white Caucasian people. If you trace the lineage of Queen Elizabeth II, you will see that she was of the tribe of Judah. If you trace the migration of the tribe of Judah, you will see that they were the ones who settled Troy, Rome, Germany, and other white countries. If you trace the made-up word Jew, you will see that its first appearance was just before the 1800s AD, because it is a corrupted and invented word made up by Jews to deceive the whole world into believing that they are the Israelites of the tribe of Judah. But they are not. There was no such word Jew before 1800. This is because when the Bible was translated into Latin, the Greek word for Judea, which is Judeos, is Judeus in the Latin. From the 4th century, this Latin word Judaeus was shortened to U and had many forms of spelling over the next 14 centuries. When the letter J was finally introduced around the 17th century, it magically got inserted into the shortened spelling of Judaeus, and the birth of Jaime Jesus was given to us. Jesus Christ was not referred to as a Jew until only a couple hundred years ago. Jews did not start calling themselves Hebrews and Israelites until 1860 AD. Judeo-Christianity did not exist until the 1900s, when it was pushed and shoved down our throats in the 30s by Jewish media and propaganda. Now, there are over 33,000 denominations calling themselves Christianity, and they all worship a Jewish Jesus. Let's continue in Isaiah and see if these Jews are really Jews, or if they are Israelites of the house of Judah. We know that Jews are Canaanites and Edomites, but the King James Version and most all other versions continue the use of the misplaced, made-up, wicked, deceiving word Jew, and our people fail to do the research and study the word, so they believe the typos, mistakes, deliberate tamperings of Scripture, and they believe their ignorant pastors, and they continue to spread the poison of Judeo-Christianity and blaspheming of worshiping a devil who they call Jewish Christ. The Jews are not Israel. The Jews are not Hebrews. The Jews are not of the tribe of Judah. The Jews are the children of the devil, Canaanites and Edomites, posing as children of God. Isaiah's prophecies covered the entire time of Israel's deportation by the Assyrians. The message to Israel encompasses the Israelites being deported to the Israelites of the deportation. Isaiah's messages chiefly concerned Judah and Jerusalem. Then they narrowed down to the royal house of David within the tribe of Judah. These were not Jews, as no Jews were ever in bondage to any man. In Isaiah chapter 36, we see the same events that took place in 2 Kings 18 and 2 Chronicles 32. The house of Judah in Jerusalem were under siege by the Assyrians. Isaiah 36:11. Then said Eliakim and Shebna and Joah unto Rabshakeh, "Speak, I pray you, unto your servants in the Syrian language, for we understand it, and speak not unto us in the Jews' language," which should read, "in the language of the Judahites, in the ears of the people that are on the wall." But Rabshakeh said, "Has my master sent me to your master and to you to speak these words? Has he not sent me to the men that sit upon the wall, that they may eat their own dung and drink their own piss with you?" Then Rabshakeh stood and cried with a loud voice in the Jews' language, which should read, "in the language of the Judahites," and said, "Hear you the words of the great king, the king of Assyria." Rabshakeh goes on to insult Hezekiah and Yahweh God. As a result of Hezekiah's reforms and following Yahweh, Jerusalem was preserved, and the Assyrians failed to take the city. King Sennacherib was soon after murdered in his own land by his own sons. The Syrians were in league with the Assyrians. The Syrians and Assyrians were descended from Aram, a son of Shem. The Israelites were also descended from Shem, but from another son, Arphaxad. The Syrians and the Israelites spoke Aramaic and Hebrew. The Jews speak Yiddish, which is a bastardized form of Hebrew, because the Jews steal everything from everyone else and bastardize everything that they steal. The yarmulke is actually a Greek student's cap. The Jews are children descended from Cain. Cain means to acquire. The Jews acquire through usury, deception, fables, false flag events, lies, propaganda, and evil agendas. This is why Christ called the Jews children of the wicked one, and that they are of their father, the devil. So we see that the word Jew is not used in Isaiah, because Isaiah is not about Jews. The phrase the Jews' language is used twice in Isaiah, but it is not the Jews' language being spoken by Rabshakeh. It's the Judahites' language, because Jews are not Judahites. The Jews were not under siege, because the Jews were in their own lands at this time, and besides, the Jews were never in bondage to the Assyrians. The northern 10 tribes of the house of Israel were already taken captive by the Assyrians, and the Assyrians failed to take the house of Judah in Jerusalem. The Babylonians, however, did take the Judahites about 150 years later. But neither the house of Israel or the house of Judah were Jews, because no Jews were ever in bondage to any man. Jeremiahu was the voice of Yahweh to the house of Judah in Jerusalem in the last days of the kings. Jeremiah is addressing the Israelites of Judah, which the Assyrians failed to conquer. The Assyrians had already taken away all of the northern kingdom of Israel and most of the southern kingdom of Judah. The people of the northern kingdom of Israel were not Jews, they were Israelites. The Jews were never in bondage to any man. The people of the southern kingdom of Judah were not Jews. They were Judahites. The Jews were mostly living in their own territory at this time, south of the territory of Judah. Their territory was called Idumea. The Idumeans were Edomites, and Edomites are the Jews. The word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah and told him to buy the field of Hanameel, which is in Anathoth. Jeremiah 32:11. So I took the evidence of the purchase, both that which was sealed according to the law and custom, and that which was published. And I gave the evidence of the purchase unto Baruch the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, in the sight of Hanameel, my uncle's son, and in the presence of the witnesses that subscribed the book of the purchase, before all the Jews, or before all the Judahites that sat in the court of the prison. These were not Jews. They were Judahites of the house of Judah. The potter's field allegory, or parable, is teaching the law of redemption of the land. Yahweh tells Jeremiah to buy a field, symbolizing that it will always be the inheritance of Israelites. Even if we are driven from the land, the law of redemption applies. Yahweh brought our ancestors back to the land after the Babylonian captivity. It is presently defiled by the blood of Christ and cursed, and it will once again be cleansed and ours when he returns. Jeremiah chapter 33 is the promise of restoration. Jeremiah 34:8. This is the word that came unto Jeremiahu from Yahweh, after that the king Zedekiah had made a covenant with all the people which were at Jerusalem to proclaim liberty unto them. This is referring to the sabbatical year of the Jubilee. Every 49 years is a Jubilee of release. Verse 9, that every man should let his manservant and every man his maidservant, being a Hebrew or a Hebrewess, go free, that none should serve himself of them, to wit, of a Jew, his brother. It should read, that no one was to keep a Judahite, his brother, enslaved. Nehemiah 5:11. Restore, I pray you, to them, even this day, their lands, their vineyards, their olive yards, and their houses, also the 100th part of the money, and of the corn, the wine, and the oil that you exact of them. These Hebrew Israelites of the house of Judah were not Jews, they were Judahites. The Jews do not restore, repay, or set free. They take, charge interest, and enslave. Verse 10. Now when all the princes and all the people which had entered into the covenant heard that every one should let his manservant and every one his maidservant go free, that none should serve themselves of them any more, then they obeyed and let them go. But afterward they turned and broke the covenant and brought their own kinsmen into subjection as servants once again. Verse 17. Therefore thus says Yahweh,
You have not hearkened unto me in proclaiming liberty and honoring the Jubilee, every one to his brother and every man to his neighbor. Behold, I proclaim a liberty for you, says Yahweh, to the sword, to the pestilence, and to the famine, and I will make you to be removed into all the kingdoms of the land.
Notice, Yahweh proclaimed a liberty to them, not the Jubilee liberty. In other words, they didn't show their brethren mercy, so Yahweh didn't show them mercy. Yahweh sent them, the Babylonians, to punish them. Jeremiah was warning the people that the Chaldeans were going to destroy Jerusalem and burn it with fire. They hated Jeremiah for speaking the truth and threw him in the dungeon. The dungeon was an empty cistern. This cistern, the dungeon of Malchiah, was a different cistern than the dungeon in chapter 37:16. This was also different people doing this and contrary to the king's orders in chapter 37. Jeremiah 37:21. Then Zedekiah the king commanded that they should commit Jeremiah into the court of the prison. This is not the miry cistern. And that they should give him daily a piece of bread out of the baker's street, until all the bread in the city were spent. Thus Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Then, in verse 6 of chapter 38, they threw Jeremiah in the miry cistern in secret. Abed-Melech, one of the eunuchs of the king's house, informed the king that Jeremiah was thrown in the miry cistern against his orders. King Zedekiah had his men pull Jeremiah out of the miry cistern. The king had questions for Jeremiah about his warnings. Jeremiah told the king that if he surrenders to the Babylonians, then he will live and the city will not be burned with fire. Jeremiah 38:19. And Zedekiah the king said unto Jeremiah, I am afraid of the Jews, or I am afraid of the Judahites that are surrendered to the Chaldeans, lest they deliver me into their hand, and they mock me. But Jeremiah said, They shall not deliver you. Obey, I beseech you, the voice of Yahweh, which I speak unto you, so it shall be well unto you, and your soul shall live. Well, Zedekiah was not a good king, and after an 18-month siege, Zedekiah and his men tried to flee instead of surrender as Yahweh wanted him to do. Zedekiah's sons were slain before him, and his eyes were cut out, and he was taken prisoner to Babylon, and Jerusalem was burned. In verse 19, Zedekiah was not afraid of the Jews. He was afraid of the Judahites that had surrendered according to the word of Yahweh. The Jews were not taken captive by the Babylonians, because the Jews have never been in bondage to any man. The books of the Chronicles, towards the end, gives the history of the two-tribe kingdom of Judah and its decline into idolatry, moral degradation, and political weakness. Jeremiah was mocked, and the people despised his words until the wrath of Yahweh rose against his people till there was no remedy. This was during the time of Zedekiah, the last king of Judah, who was ultimately taken captive to Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar. We know Zedekiah, king of Judah, was not a Jew, because his daughters, Skada and Teatephi, were of the Pharez branch of Judah, the same line Christ was born through. Skada and Teatephi were under the personal care of Jeremiah. When the Babylonians took Jerusalem, they appointed Gedaliah, a Judahite, as governor over the people who were left in Jerusalem. Ishmael, an Israelite of the royal seed, slew Gedaliah and carried away the remnant of the people who were left in Mizpah, including the king's daughters, Jeremiah and Baruch. A man named Johanan then freed them from Ishmael's hand. When Jeremiah inquired of Yahweh for what to do, he told them to stay in the land of Judah. Johanan decided to take them to Egypt, but Egypt was next to be taken by the Babylonians. From Egypt, Jeremiah, Baruch, and the king's daughters, Skada and Teatephi, escaped and came to Ireland, where the king's daughters married Milesian kings, who were descendants of the Zara branch of Judah that had left Egypt before the Exodus. Ancient writings record the coming of Jeremiah, the great prophet, and Baruch, his scribe, and the daughter of a king, about 583 BC, and with them they brought the Stone of Destiny, which is the stone that sits under the coronation chair in Westminster Abbey in London, England. All English kings have been crowned on it ever since. This stone was the pillow from Jacob's night in Bethel. Yes, Queen Elizabeth II is a descendant of the royal house of Judah. No, Queen Elizabeth II is not a Jew, but she did marry one, so her children are not Judahites. They now have Jewish blood in them. In Ezekiel chapter 17, we see a young twig prophecy. This was fulfilled when Teatephi was taken from Jerusalem to Egypt and then planted in Ireland. The royal house of England has the dual symbol of the Lion of Judah and the Unicorn of Joseph. If you know your history, then the scriptures are not a mystery, and the pieces of the puzzle are easily put together. The Jews are not Israelites or Judahites. The Jews were never in bondage to the nations the Israelites were in bondage to. The Jews were never kings. Jeremiah 40, verse 7. Now when all the captains of the forces which were in the fields, even they and their men, heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, governor in the land, and had committed unto him men and women and children, and of the poor of the land, of them that were not carried away captive to Babylon, then they came to Gedaliah to Mizpah, even Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and Johanan, and Jonathan the sons of Kareah, and Sariah the son of Tanchumeth, and the sons of Ophahi the Netophathi, and Yezaniah the son of a Maacathite, they and their men, and Gedaliah the son of Ahikam the son of Shaphan, swear unto them and to their men, saying, Fear not to serve the Chaldeans. Dwell in the land, and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you. As for me, behold, I will dwell at Mizpah to serve the Chaldeans, which will come unto us. But you, gather your wine, and summer fruits, and oil, and put them in your vessels, and dwell in your cities that you have taken. Meaning, those were the cities that were taken from the Canaanites when Israel came into the land. Gedaliah told them to go back to the cities of your tribes. Verse 11. Likewise, when all the Jews, which should read, likewise, when all the Judahites that were in Moab, and among the Ammonites, and in Edom, and that were in all the countries, heard that the king of Babylon had left a remnant of Judah, and that he had set over them Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan. Even all the Jews, or even all the Judahites, returned out of all the places where they were driven, and came to the land of Judah, to Gedaliah, unto Mizpah, and gathered wine and summer fruits very much. Moreover, Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were in the fields, came to Gedaliah in Mizpah. And the captains of the forces that escaped said unto him, Do you certainly know that Baalis, the king of the Ammonites, has sent Ishmael the son of Nethaniah to slay you? But Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, believed them not. Then Johanan, the son of Kareah, spoke to Gedaliah in Mizpah secretly, saying, Let me go, I pray you, and I will slay Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and no man shall know it. Wherefore should he slay you, that all the Jews, or that all the Judahites of the tribe of Judah, which are gathered unto you, should be scattered, and the remnant in Judah perish? But Gedaliah the son of Ahikam said unto Johanan the son of Kareah, You shall not do this thing, for you speak falsely of Ishmael. Ishmael the son of Nethaniah and 10 men slew Gedaliah. Jeremiah 41:3. Ishmael also slew all the Jews, or Ishmael also slew all the Judahites that were with him, even with Gedaliah at Mizpah, and the Chaldeans that were found there, and the men of war. Ishmael did not slay Jews. He slew the Judahites that were with Gedaliah. Jeremiah 44:1. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews, or concerning all the Judahites, which dwell in the land of Egypt, which dwell at Migdol, and at Taphanes, and at Noph, and in the countries of Pathros, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Yisrael,
You have seen all the evil that I have brought upon Yerushalayim, and upon all the cities of Yehuda. And, behold, this day they are a desolation, and no man dwells therein, because of their wickedness, which they have committed to provoke me to anger, in that they went to burn incense, and to serve other gods, whom they know not, neither they, you, nor your fathers.
Yahweh goes on to state that he does not want anyone fleeing for refuge in Egypt. He wants them to accept their punishment, and if they do, they will be preserved through it. Egypt wasn't going to be able to help those seeking refuge there. Yahweh's punishment upon the house of Judah was decreed, and there was no running from it. Nebuzaradan was the grandee of executioners, and he carried away captive the house of Judah. He carried off all the utensils of the temple, and took the priests, doorkeepers, a eunuch, a scribe, and 60 men to Riblah. Jeremiah 52:27. And the king of Babylon smote them, and put them to death in Riblah, in the land of Hamath. Thus Judah, the tribe, was carried away captive out of his own land. The translators could not replace Judah with Jew here, because it wouldn't sound right, and Judah here is referring to the tribe. Besides also, the Jews were never carried away captive or were in bondage to no man, as they proudly boast. So the tribe of Judah was carried away. Verse 28. This is the people whom Nebuchadnezzar carried away captive. In the 7th year, 3,023 Jews, or 3,023 Judahites. In the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar, he carried away captive from Jerusalem 832 persons. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive of the Jews, or of the Judahites, 745 persons. All the people were 4,600. These were not Jews that Nebuzaradan carried away captive, because the Jews were never in bondage to any man. Israelites were in bondage in Egypt, Assyria, and now here to Babylon. The house of Israel, which was the 10 northern tribes, were taken away to Assyria beginning in 745 BC, along with many Judahites from the southern kingdom of Judah. Jerusalem was not taken by the Assyrians, but it was later taken by the Babylonians. The rest of Judah was then carried away to Babylon. These were not Jews. They were Judahites. Jews were never in bondage to any man. The word Jew is not used in Lamentations because Jeremiah was not a Jew and he was not lamenting over the destruction of the Jewish people or their territory. Jeremiah was lamenting over his people, Judahites, of the house of Judah in Jerusalem. Jeremiah was a Levite in the southern kingdom of Judah. Here is a description of Nazarites. Lamentations 4:7. Her Nazarites were purer than snow. They were whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies. Their polishing was of sapphire. The word Jew is not used in Ezekiel because Ezekiel is not about Jews. Yechezkel, or Ezekiel, was a Levite. He was taken captive with Jehoiachin 11 years before the destruction of Jerusalem and exiled in Babylon, where he prophesied for the next 22 years. Ezekiel prophesied that the temple would be restored and the people would return to the land. Ezekiel was the voice of Yahweh in Babylon. Ezekiel and his Israelite kinsmen held captive in Babylon were not Jews, because the Jews have boldly stated to the public and to Christ himself that they were never in bondage to no man. The Jews assisted the Babylonians in the destruction of Jerusalem, saying,
lay it bare to its foundation.
Psalm 137:7.
In the book of the Kings, we saw the division of the kingdom of Israel into two kingdoms, which became known as the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah. Ezekiel prophesies the reunion of the houses of Israel and Judah under the sign of the two sticks. This is not a prophecy of Jews and Gentiles becoming one in Messiah. This is a prophecy of lost and scattered Israelites and the Judahites of Jerusalem being reunited under the renewed covenant through the blood of Yeshua Messiah. If you don't understand the difference between the two houses of Israel and Judah, then you can be easily deceived into believing that the tribe of Judah are Jews, but they are not. They are Israelites who are called Judahites because they are Israelites of the tribe of Judah. The Jews are Edomites of the house of Esau. Daniel was a contemporary of Ezekiel. Daniel was a young prince of the royal line of Judah who had been taken captive to Babylon. Daniel was not a Jew. He was a Judahite. The book itself is written partly in the Hebrew language and partly in a peculiar Aramaic dialect, often miscalled Chaldee. The parts of Daniel which were written in Aramaic are chapters 2:4 to 7:28. Aramaic is the language of the people of Aram, son of Shem. It became the commercial language of Babylon, replacing the old Assyrian. The first appearance of Daniel is in Susanna, chapter 1, which is Daniel chapter 13, in the Septuagint. Susanna was a beautiful and fair woman, and one that feared Yahweh. Susanna was not a Jew. She was a Judahitess of the house of Judah. Joachim was a Judahite who took her to wife. Susanna 1:4. Now Joachim was a great rich man, and had a fair garden joining unto his house, and to him resorted the Jews, and to him resorted the Judahites, because he was more honorable than all others. The story goes on to reveal that two men lusted after Susanna and tried to get her to lay with them. When she refused, they accused her of laying with a young man. The people believed this lie and condemned her to death. Then Daniel stood up and said, "Are you such fools, you sons of Yisrael, that without examination or knowledge of the truth you have condemned a daughter of Yisrael? Return again to the place of judgment, for they have borne false witness against her." Daniel questioned each of the men privately, and they both told different details, proving their accusations were lies by their own mouths. These were Canaanite Jews, because Daniel called them, "O you seed of Canaan, and not of Yahuda." The Judahites then stoned them. Canaan was the cursed son of incest between Ham and his mother. The children of Canaan race-mixed with the children of Cain. Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold, which he commanded everyone to fall down and worship whenever they heard the sound of music. Daniel 3:8. Wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews, which should read, and accused the Judahites. The book of Daniel is written partly in the Hebrew language and partly in the Aramaic. Jews is H3062, Yehudai. These are not Jews, because the Jews were never in bondage to any man. But the house of Judah from Jerusalem were in bondage to the Babylonians. These were Judahites, or Yehudim. But here in Daniel, they are called Yehudai, because Daniel was written in Aramaic. Verse 12, there are certain Jews, or it should read,
there are certain Judahites whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded you. They serve not your gods, nor worship the golden image which you have set up.
Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not you serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If it be so, our Elohim, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. Well, we all know that Nebuchadnezzar had them cast into the burning fiery furnace. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were protected and preserved by Yahweh's messenger from the fire. These three men were not Jews. They were Judahites. The Jews were never in bondage to any man. That includes Nebuchadnezzar. And besides, Jews are not flame retardant. They are highly combustible and are destined for the lake of fire. Every last one of them. Read the book of Obadiah. Chapter 5 is about the handwriting on the wall. Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast and commanded that the golden and silver vessels which his grandfather Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple in Jerusalem be brought out so they may drink from them. As they praised their gods and partied it up, they saw the fingers of a man's hand write upon the wall of the king's palace. And this is the writing that was written, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. They were all greatly troubled, and the queen told the king about Daniel, who had understanding and wisdom, and could show the king the interpretation. Daniel 5:13. Then was Daniel brought in before the king. And the king spake and said unto Daniel, are you that Daniel, which are of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king, my father, brought out of Jewry? Notice that Judah and Jewry are the same Aramaic word, H3061, Yahud. Yahud is a noun locative, meaning the territory of Judah. Why did the King James Perversion translators write Judah and then write Jewry for the same word in the same verse? It's part of the deception and confusion. There is no such place called Jewry. The word Jewry is more like a way to describe the evil acts of Jews. The Hebrew reads, whom the king, my father, brought from Judah, the territory. There is no reason to translate Judah into Jewry, other than deception. The Jews were never in bondage in Babylon. The Judahites were not taken out of Jewry. They were taken out of Judah, the territory. The Jews were slithering around safely in their viper den in Idumea and laying claim on the territory of Judah while the house of Judah was in Babylon. When Cyrus, or when Koresh, became king of Persia, the Babylonian Empire was at its end. Koresh was likely an Israelite because he is mentioned in Scripture a few times as being anointed by Yahweh. Only Israelites are anointed in Scripture. Koresh was a good king and was used by Yahweh to support the return of the Judahites from captivity to Jerusalem to rebuild. At that time, the king was worshiping Bel, or Baal, and Daniel, of course, was worshiping Yahweh. The king asked Daniel why he didn't worship Bel, too. Daniel said he does not worship idols made with hands, but the living God. It so happened that there were priests and their wives and children that were stealing the food and wine offered to Bel. Daniel exposed them and proved that it was they who were eating the food and not Bel, their god. At the same time, there was also a great dragon which they of Babylon worshipped. Daniel told the king that this also was no living god. Daniel had permission from the king to destroy it. Daniel 14:28. When they of Babylon heard that, they took great indignation and conspired against the king, saying, "The king is become a Jew," or,
"The king is become a Judahite, and he has destroyed Bel. He has slain the dragon and put the priests to death."
They pressed the king to throw Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel 14:33. "Now there was in Jewry," or, "And now there was in the territory of Judah a prophet called Habakkuk, who had made pottage and had broken bread in a bowl, and he was going into the field for to bring it to the reapers. But the angel of Yahweh said unto Habakkuk, 'Go, carry the dinner that you have into Babylon unto Daniel, who is in the lion's den.' And Habakkuk said, 'Yahweh, I never saw Babylon, neither do I know where the den is.' Then the angel of Yahweh took him by the crown, and carried him by the hair of his head, and through the vehemency of his spirit set him in Babylon over the den. And Habakkuk cried, saying, 'O Daniel, Daniel, take the dinner which Elohim has sent you.' And Daniel said, 'You have remembered me, O Elohim, neither have you forsaken them that seek you and love you.' So Daniel rose and did eat, and the angel of Yahweh set Habakkuk in his own place again immediately." Habakkuk was a Judahite of the house of Judah in the territory of Judah, and was apparently taken to Babylon by a messenger of Yahweh to sustain Daniel with food in the lion's den. Habakkuk was not taken out of Jewry. Jewry is a made-up word. Habakkuk was taken out of the land of Judah. In verse 28, the Babylonians said the king became a Jew. Well, they saw that Koresh became a believer on the account of Daniel and the divine influence of the Holy Spirit, because Koresh was a racial kinsman of Israel. They thought the king was becoming a Judahite, or converting to the belief of the Judahites. If one becomes a Jew, then they become a twofold child of hell. You can't become a Jew by race, but you can become a Jew by belief. What do you think has happened to all the congregations of the 33,000 denominations of so-called Christianity? They are twofold children of hell, because they believe, support, and worship Jews, and they call upon the Lord, Haimi Jesus, the saints, Mary, and baby Jesus, and they all believe, support, and live according to their church's doctrine. Church Christians are Judaized into followers of Satan and his Jewish children. Jews cannot become Christians. That's like saying a devil can become a saint. The word Jew is not used in Hosea because Hosea is not about Jews. Hosea prophesied of the time that Israel was taken captive by the Assyrians. No Jews were ever in bondage to any man, including the Assyrians. Hosea prophesied of the scattering of the house of Israel and the mercy on the house of Judah. Hosea also prophesied of the reconciliation of both houses of Israel and Judah under the renewed covenant through the blood of Messiah. Hosea's prophecies also show that when Yahweh divorced Israel, they were no longer called his people. But that didn't mean Yahweh forgot about them. When the gospel caught up with the scattered lost Israelites later on, they again were called his people. Hosea was not prophesying that the church would become God's people. How could they? They are Haimi Jesus' people. The word Jew is not used in Joel because Joel is not about Jews. Joel describes a locust plague in an allegory for invading peoples. This can be seen in the acts of our politicians and rulers who open our borders for all the other races to come in and consume, as we are labeled as racists and oppressive for not agreeing with forced integration, multiculturalism, and Jewish values. How could our politicians let this happen? Well, because they are all Edomite Jews. They own the seats of power, the police force and military, and the media. Strength in diversity, race mixing, and coexist are all Jewish agendas. The word Jew is not in Amos, because Amos is not about Jews. Amos prophesied to the northern kingdom of Israel. He was a countryman and a herdsman of Tekoa in the southern kingdom of Judah, who became a preacher divinely called by Yahweh. The word Jew is not in Obadiah, but Obadiah is all about the Jews. It would be too obvious if the word Jew was used in Obadiah. The book of Obadiah proves that the churches do not know Scripture, do not know who is who, do not know that Esau is Edom and his children are Edomite Jews, and that Esau's wives were Canaanites. The churches are completely ignorant of the identity of the Jews, and that Obadiah is 21 verses about the fate of every Edomite Jew. The destruction and doom for Edom. You know what? I shall read Obadiah and insert the word Jew where it should be, because the Edomites are Jews, and since our people are too brainwashed to see it on their own, I'll make it known. Obadiah 1:1. The vision of Obadiah. This is what the Master Yahweh said concerning Edom, the Jews. We have heard a report from Yahweh, and a messenger has been sent among the nations, saying,
Arise, and let us rise up against her for battle. See, I have made you Jews small among the nations. You Jews are greatly despised. The pride of your Jewish heart has deceived you Jews. You Jews who dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose dwelling is high, who say in your Jewish heart, Who shall bring me down to the ground? Though you Jews rise high as the eagle, and though you Jews set your Jewish nest among the stars, from there I shall bring you Jews down, declares Yahweh. If thieves came to you Jews, if robbers by night, how ruined you Jews would have been. Would they not steal till they had enough? If grape gatherers had come to you Jews, would they not leave gleanings? How Esau and his Jewish children shall be searched out. His hidden treasures shall be sought out. All your allies shall send you Jews forth to the border. Your friends shall deceive you and overpower you Jews. They make your bread a snare unto you, without you discerning it. In that day, declares Yahweh, I shall destroy the wise men from Edom, and discernment from the mountains of Esau. And your mighty men shall be discouraged, O Teman, region of Jewish devils, so that everyone from the mountains of Esau is cut off by killing. Because of your violence against your brother Jacob, let shame cover you Jews, and you Jews shall be cut off forever. In the day that you Jews stood on the other side, in the day that strangers took captive Jacob's wealth, when foreigners entered Jacob's gates and cast lots for Yerushalayim, you Jews also were like one of them who took. And you Jews should not have looked on your brother Jacob in the day of his estrangement, nor rejoiced over the children of Yehuda in the day of their destruction, nor made your Jewish mouth great in the day of Judah's distress. Nor have entered the gate of my people Yisrael in the day of their calamity, nor looked down on their evil in the day of their calamity, nor have seized their wealth in the day of their calamity, nor have stood at the parting of the way to cut off Jacob's fugitives, nor handed over Jacob's survivors in the day of distress. For the day of Yahweh is near upon all nations. As you Jews have done, it shall be done to you Jews. Your reward shall come back on your own Jewish head. For as you Jews have drunk on my set-apart mountain, so do all the nations drink continually. And they shall drink and shall swallow, and they shall be as though they had never been. But on Mount Zion there shall be an escape, and they shall be set apart. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame. But the Jewish house of Esau for stubble, and they shall burn among them, and shall consume them, that no survivor is left of the Jewish house of Esau. For Yahweh has spoken.
And they of the house of Jacob shall possess the south with the mountains of Esau, and low country with the Philistines. And they shall possess the fields of Ephraim, and the fields of Shomeron, and Binyamin with Gilead. And the exiles of this host of the children of Yisrael possess that of the Canaanites as far as Zarephath. And the exiles of Yerushalayim, who are in Sepharad, possess the cities of the south. And saviors shall come to Mount Zion to judge the mountains of Esau and his Jewish children. And the kingdom shall belong to Yahweh.
If you would like to see the breakdown and commentary and references and more facts, go to the link provided at the end of this document on Obadiah.
If you don't know who Edom is, then you don't know who the book of Obadiah is prophesying about. If you don't believe the word of God when he says he will consume every Jew by fire and that no Jew will be left, then you are truly ignorant and blinded by the lies.
Blinded by the lies. Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes.